This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time you spend with me. Before we get to all the negative stuff, I don't think I have time to play the whole thing, so I'm not going to even try to play the whole thing. But I know I'm going to get some of you crazy. I'm not going to get Kimberly crazy here in a second. Big fan for her. Kiss, the rock group known as Kiss, and they actually stopped a concert. And people are like, oh, my God, what did they stop the concert for? No, this is really what they did was really cool. As they started hearing what was going on in the football world, as they started, and I got, you know what, maybe I'll get some of you on my side. Maybe I'll lose a bunch of you. What is it about sports with you people? I don't watch sports. I'm not a big sports freak. My basic bottom line with sports is this. Why in God's creation should I watch a man that makes $16 million a year play football that puts no money in my pocket? All it does is make that team richer so that he can take a knee and tell me what an oppressive country he lives in, right? Why am I going to do that? And because of all the money these guys make, how many families can really take their kids? You know, the American pastime is baseball, and you got to take your kids to sports. You got to teach your kids about sports. Why? Most people can't afford it. I couldn't. Listen, if I was one of you guys, say you had a couple of kids and want to go to a baseball game at, what, 50, 60, 70 bucks a ticket, some of them even 25. When you're in the economy of today, when you're trying to grow your family and do things right and take care of your family, that is 5 months of savings to be able to go out to one of those things. Go out to an amusement park where you spend $400 for the day. Seriously? Is that really where you want to be? Come on. I feel so bad. Anyway, back to this. So, Kiss, the rock band, right? I mean, been around for, these guys should have walkers by now. I know they're not the same people. I'm just making fun. But the rock band, you know, they're at the, very few people don't know who they are at this point, right? Nobody can say Kiss. What the heck is that? They're a highly patriotic band. So with all this disrespect that's being shown, they decided they're going to work at it from a different way. And during one of their concerts, Kiss took a moment out. They stopped between songs and said, okay, we got to take care of business here. They explained the tour was all about freedom. They call it the Kiss Freedom Tour, right? And that freedom is not free at all. You don't get freedom just because you're an American. And that's where the young people, not all, but a majority of the young people today, okay, they don't get it. They really don't get it. I'm telling you. You're not free because you're an American. Like, you know, I did some stories a few weeks ago about all these Americans that go to other countries. And they say things like, don't you know I'm an American? I have rights, you know. No, actually you don't. You don't have, as an American, really, you don't have the same freedoms you have in America. They don't transfer with you to France, Spain, England, Greece, and all that. They don't transfer. Get over yourself. When you go there, you are a guest in somebody else's house. That's how it works. Right? No different. You come into my house, you don't tell, well, at my house we do. No, I don't go to your house. You want to do that in your living room? You do that in your living room at your house, not mine. So anyway, they show their appreciation for our troops by awarding a charity, hiring our heroes, $150,000. They brought the check out on, well, you know, the big check out on the stage. Right? Which started the audience chanting USA, which is good. Good way to get things going. And then one of them went on to say that, hey, look, we donate $1 from every ticket we sell to the vets. My God. I wonder how much that guy, that football player, I'd like to know what the football players are making, millions and millions and millions and millions of dollars a year. I'd like to know how much they donate to the vets. I'm curious. I know there's some rarities. We find some that do well, that take care of the less fortunate, if you would. Right? Now, let me see. Kiss didn't stop there. Paul Stanley got onto the mic and gave a small speech that flies in the face of the narrative being paraded around by the NFL stars today. Right? And including our president. But that's expected. He goes on to say, so now that we all know and we're here to recognize all these great people, I want to tell you something, said Stanley. You should remember patriotism is always cool. Loving your country is always cool. Standing up, loving your country is always cool. Standing up, respecting and honoring our military is always cool. I love this guy. I don't even listen to Kiss. I love this guy. Stanley did something that would be considered highly taboo with a rock concert. He led the crowd in placing the... Oh, my God. I would have broke out in tears at a rock concert. I would have broke out in tears. He had the crowd place their hands over their heart, and he did the Pledge of Allegiance. He recited the Pledge of Allegiance. And then when he was done, he said, God bless you, God bless our troops, and God bless America. Wow. They can't do that. Can they do that? Is that legal? Still? So just to make sure that the checklist is being pro-American was complete, the band then went into a pretty awesome rendition of the national anthem. Not one I'd want to hear every day, personally, for me. But I get it. See, I don't have a problem with what they did, because they changed things just a tad for the crowd they were with, and the crowd went wonderful. We went wild. Hey, I'm Joe Senior Host. Always a pleasure to be with you. Come on back. I'm going to do a bunch of these stories tonight in third hour. We're going to have some fun. Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show here. Did you miss the Affordable Care Act enrollment deadline? Can't bring yourself to sign up for a health care plan that's inadequate, restrictive, or just plain bad? Before you get tagged with all those penalties that go along with not having health care, get in touch with my friends at Liberty HealthShare. That's right, the people at Liberty HealthShare have plans that will work for you, and you can sign up at any time during the year. Liberty HealthShare plans also give control of your plan back to you. That's right, you will again have the freedom to choose what's right for you and your family. Plans are available for individuals and family members, not including the dog. Even if you already have enrolled in a health care plan, it's not too late. Memberships in Liberty Health Share plans can replace what you have now and allow you to go to any hospital and any doctor you choose. You don't believe me? Call them at 855-585-4237. Find out about their contract-free plans. Now, don't wait. Do it now. Let me finish first, though. Get informed or visit libertyhealthshare.org. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. you can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
This is Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year, in addition to the emotional stress on employees and their families. That's why Famous Footwear is committed to raising funds to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in the March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Are the answers to your present and future hidden in your past? Akashic readings help you learn to unlock the answers for love, finances, weight loss, self-esteem, confusion, grief and loss, and more. Akashic email readings by Dr. Kelly Maroon, PhD, are specially priced right now. Learn more at Dr. Kelly Maroon's website, akashicuniversal.com, spelled AKASHICUniversal.com. Change your life today. Become one with your true path with intention on purpose. Visit akashicuniversal.com.
They can't be doing what they're doing, but they are.
Always politically correct and happy about it, mind you. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I appreciate the time you spent with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversations. Hey, for those of you complaining about the commercials, I get it. I'd love not to have any commercials. So if you want to send checks in, then I don't have to play any commercials, seriously. And you got to, if you like what you hear, the only way to keep it on is there's value to every one of your guy, every one of the guys that you listen to on the radio. I would say 98.9% of them. Right? Somebody's paying for their show, whether it's through ads or a specific sponsor or what have you. Somebody is paying for that show. And those of us who believe in capitalism, we get it. You need it. The stations need the money to keep the signal going. I got it. But I appreciate you being with me tonight. I really do. You can send me an email to joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. We were talking about KISS. And, you know, again, patriotic, hard rock and roll. You know, all the people in the 70s going, oh, those rock and roll freaks, you know, blah, 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 blah. Not KISS, but people who were in hard rock and roll. You know, you look at this, and here's a bunch of guys who understand, and I'm talking for them, but I don't know if I am for real. But I'm talking for these guys saying, here's a bunch of guys who've been all over the world. And if it's so much better, they got the money. If it's so much better somewhere else, in some other country, some other place, don't you think they'd be hanging out there? Come on, really, think about this. Don't you think that's where they'd be hanging out? That's where they would be not holding their concerts. I get that. But look at it. If this is another country where the, I don't know, the tax rate's better, where they treat their people better, where there's more freedom for these guys to do what they want to do, wouldn't you move there if you had the megabucks to do it like these guys do? I would imagine so. But they don't. They stay here. And then on top of that, as they're doing their concert, to stop and talk about patriotism, talk about freedom, honoring our vets, my God, you know what? I would go to their concert just to honor them. And not because I like the music, because I'm not a hater, but I'm not a fan either. You know what I mean? If that's the music at the party, then you deal with it. So anyhow, I got a whole different level of respect for these guys. That'll make some of you very happy, but I've got a whole different level of respect for these guys now. Anyhow, again, like I said, always. Anybody else bugged? I'm just going to touch on this and I'll move on. I promise. Anybody else but me bugged by the fact that Mrs. Clinton, not just bugged by Mrs. Clinton, because I know a lot of us are bugged by Mrs. Clinton. The little walk she went on after she left her daughter's apartment. You know, it's a beautiful day in New York. No explanations as to what happened. Okay, I don't want to explain what happened. Great, but how about getting back over to the, because that ceremony was 3 hours long. She left quite a bit early. Now I was talking to, come on, what's her name? She was just on with us, Kimberly. How quickly you forget them. I was talking to Kimberly. I had mentioned this to her, and somebody sent me a link to this during the break. There are Democrats openly talking about how they would replace Hillary should something go wrong. Why would you even talk about that if it's not an issue, if it's just pneumonia? You think some of these guys are not covering their butts, getting ready just in case? And I told you that her VP, what was his name, Payne, the big Payne? I told you when he was introduced in Colorado, he was introduced and... On top of that, they said, he's in great health, great shape. Should he have to, sometime in the future, step in? Well, why would he have to step in if she's fine? If she's only got pneumonia? Do you feel like some feel? Do you guys feel like some feel? Now, here is a Facebook question. If you're in Facebook and or the chat room, a question for you. Do you feel that her health, we've seen her health, in a short period of time, deteriorate, right? Seriously, don't you think so? So, I'm curious. If you can respond to Facebook, I'd love it. If you can respond in the chat room, I'd love it. Have you seen her health? And if you're a dislike or hers, I mean, come on, try to give me an honest answer here. I think I've seen her health deteriorate in 6 months. Very, very quickly. And I've seen that happen to friends. I've seen that happen to loved ones. So it's not a matter of just saying it because it's her. I've seen it happen to other people. Anyway, back to what I was saying. How some Dems have under their breath, maybe, talked about how she might need to be replaced. Now, I've said from day one, and she may have a problem holding on to this. I didn't think she... I'm sorry. You can throw rocks at me later. I didn't think she was going to make it to the DNC. I really didn't. And I figured Joe was waiting in the wings to take over. Now, both parties have contingency plans should the candidate get shot, killed, have a heart attack before they're elected or before the election happens. They can quickly reconvene, and they can have another candidate, if you would. Now, Cokie Roberts said on Monday on an NPR show that there were whispers by Democratic Party establishment members that Hillary Clinton may have to step aside from the race because of her health. How much pride does it take? You know, if the doctor says to you, geez, Hillary, if you keep this up, you're going to be dead in weeks. How much pride and disregard does it take for you to say, I don't care, I'm going to go. I'm going to die as president or president-elect. Now, Clinton's health has become the central focus of the campaign. It seems to be the only press releases they're putting out there, the only thing they're fighting lately is her health. And when I say that, not every tweet may be specifically about her health, but about her grueling campaign, about her schedule, about where she's supposed to be and what she's supposed to be doing. Right? And even her own team is criticizing the fact that she's kept this a secret, kept her illness, her sickness a secret. People are angry at the lack of transparency, Robert said on Monday on the Morning Edition. She's one of them. She's a big-time one of them. It was hours before the pneumonia diagnosis was revealed, after seeing the incredibly damaging video of her being helped and stumbling into a van. See, I would have waited to release that. Because you know they're going to lie, right? I would have put pressure on her. I would have waited to release it until such time where you could say to her. So what happened? And then when she gave you every other excuse, then you show her the video. I've had pneumonia twice. I don't think I ever looked like I was stuck to a pole like that. Just saying. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a few minutes.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cuffs, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Attention, investors saving for retirement. What if you could store your IRA or 401k where you can see, touch, and hold it in your hands in the form of physical gold and silver coins? You know you can't do that with your stocks. With the Augusta Gold and Silver IRA, you can transfer retirement savings into physical coins and store them where you can actually hold them in your hands, where you can get your gold fast in a disaster. Augusta Precious Metals offers free shipping, zero management fees, and Augusta pays all upfront costs. Getting started is absolutely free, so call today, 855-222-5857. Rated A-plus with the Better Business Bureau, Augusta Precious Metals enjoys a 98% 5-star customer satisfaction rating with TrustLink.org. Trust Augusta. Call toll-free, 855-222-5857 now for your free guide to Augusta Gold IRAs. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 You tiny brained whippers of other people's bottoms!
Oh, this is perfect! We are back! You're listening to The Rail Side on GCN Live. Thanks so much for being with me tonight. I appreciate the time you spent with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And, again, you know, thanks for hanging in there. Thanks for staying. We had a little technical difficulties earlier. Some of you guys hang out. I do appreciate that so much. And I agree with, you know, I agree with some of you guys in there in the chat room and on Facebook Live. When you're talking about, you know, this is a major league, or there might be, even more, God, you thought the email thing was a massive cover-up. Oh, my God. Can you imagine what's going to happen? Right? Can you imagine what's going to happen when we find out? Well, all right, I'm not a conspiracy guy. I know I'm going all over the place. Bear with me. I'm not a conspiracy guy, but the more I hang out, the more I see, this is our eighth year doing the show. And the more I see what happens in politics, the more I see what happens with these people, the more I go, oh, my God, at some point in time, I don't believe that we'll never know, but at some point in time when we find out the reality, the truth about Barack Obama and how he got into office and where he came from and the story, the history of his life and his family, we're going to find out it's one of the biggest frauds perpetrated on the American people ever, and I do mean ever. You know what I'm saying? So I do so much. I'm waiting. And I think one of the reasons, do you remember back in, when we talk about the Jim Crow days, and one of the things that they were afraid of, give some thought to this now, they didn't want to teach the blacks how to read. And you all know, and if I had the time, I'd wait till you answered. But, you know, raise your hand if you know the answer. You know what I'm saying? So the reason they kept them from reading or didn't want them to read was they'd have a brain. They'd have some smarts. They'd have some intelligence. And they would be able to figure out how to fight, whether it be legally or however, they would figure out how to fight and get out of the mess, wouldn't they? Don't you think? Come on, give this some thought, don't you think? So how does that work today? Oh, I'll tell you how it works today. Let's dumb down our young people. See, if we can dumb down our young people, then what ends up happening? They don't know how to fight. They have to take the word of their party leaders. Well, most of them will do that. You don't think so? I do. I think that's an easy one to prove. Something as simple, I told you the other day on Friday, and I didn't know about this before Friday, so I told you the other day my concern, my fear, was as these young people forget history or don't know history or are taught a different history, that this was going to be a problem, didn't I? So I think I have one here. I'm going to load it. Hopefully it'll play. Because sometimes it plays and sometimes it don't. But let's hear what they have to say about 9/11. Ready? Come on, give me some sound here, people. That was going to be too easy, right? Anyhow, see, someday when I get rich and famous, I'll be able to have this paid for. and it'll work. But Mark Dice goes out on the beaches on a regular basis, and he talks to people. He talks to young people mostly, and I'm good with that. I think that's a great thing to do. I think he should be out talking to young people because he's a young guy. He looks young. He can get them to step up. He can get them to talk about this stuff, and that's a good thing. Should I try it again? You think it'll work there? Come on, work with me here. God, I hate this. I hate computers. Come on, give it to me. Anyway, I give up. I give up on this one. But Dice had a very, very good interview with these young people, and none of them knew what 9/11 was, or, excuse me, very few of them actually knew what 9/11 was. They knew what was behind it. And we see this so often, which is why I sometimes blame our older folks, our more mature people. I don't care what you want to call them, whatever you want to call them, whatever makes you happy. Right? Because you should be out there talking. You should be out there talking to the to your grandkids, your nieces, nephews, and that kind of stuff. Do you understand? Otherwise, I don't understand how you expect them to know. Because a lot of you complain to me that they're not getting it from the schools. They're not getting it from the education system, right? Am I confused?
The organization...
Oh, hold on.
Osama bin Laden ran. What was the name of the organization that Osama bin Laden ran?
I don't know.
You don't know. What was the name?
So Mark's out at Venice Beach, which is, oh, no, he may not be in here. He's at San Diego Beach, I can see. And he's out at San Diego Beach, and he's asking young people and older people alike, so it's not, you're not just looking for the less educated. Mark is down there talking to them about 9/11, talking about Al-Qaeda. And if these people don't know what this was all about, we're screwed.
Name of the terrorist leader behind the 9/11 attacks.
Saddam. Oh wait, I always pronounce it wrong, but it's Saddam Hussein or something.
What is the man's name that was behind the September 11th attacks? Like the big terrorist leader. What was his name?
I don't know.
You don't know. What was the name of the terrorist leader behind the 9/11 attacks?
Remember Saddam Hussein?
No.
Saddam Hussein?
I don't know. I thought this was going to be fun, and you just made this all serious.
No, life is actually very serious.
Yeah, I know. It's really sad stuff, but I'm at the beach.
Giving you a reality check today.
Oh, geez. Okay.
What country were most of the terrorists from that committed the 9/11 attacks?
Iraq. Iran? Syria?
Nope.
Middle East?
Nope. Well, that's a region. What year did the 9/11 attacks happen?
2003.
What did the terrorist attacks of 9/11 start? What was the result of that?
A lot of people being scared about terrorists.
It was the beginning of...
Yeah. No, there's no reason to be scared about the terrorists. None whatsoever, right? But did you, you know, she thought it was 2000. This is like the who's buried in Grant's tomb kind of question, right? Is this nuts or what? This is why I keep telling you people, and then I'm not, some of you listening, you're already doing this. So if you're doing it, it doesn't matter, okay? But these people had aunts and uncles around them, they had grandparents, they had fathers and mothers. There's no way they should know about this. There's no way that you shouldn't sit down with your kids on September 11th, explain to them, maybe show them a clip. You can't spend 10 minutes with one of your kids to talk about this? Seriously?
Of the war
on Syria.
Before the Iraq War. There's something else.
Okay, so maybe it's the sun baking on their head. What do you think? Maybe there's too much sun going through the hair, going through the hat, and it's just frying their brain. Anybody?
That was 2 years later.
2 years later, after 9/11.
It started the war on... terror! The war on terror.
Okay.
And then was the Iraq War.
Okay.
2 years later. Other than the Twin Towers, what other building got hit on 9/11?
I think it started with an E.
With an E?
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't know the name of it.
Okay. What was some of the targets of the 9/11 terrorist attacks?
I don't know. I want to get a beer, man.
What year did the 9/11 attack?
Well, that's important. Come on. Give him some credit here. That's important. You got to have your beer at the beach, because it really doesn't matter what's happening in history. It doesn't matter who attacked you. It doesn't matter who wants to kill you. It doesn't matter. None of that stuff matters. What matters is, can I get a cube of cold beer?
Oh, I'm good, man.
What's the answer?
I'm good.
What terrorist organization was behind?
That was a key point, and I didn't want to go flying past it. We're going to deal with it on the other side of the break. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be right back.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
In a crisis, your number one need is food, but not just any food. Experts say everyone needs to have non-perishable, good for 25 years, survival food on hand in case of an emergency. Well, right now, in what is truly an unprecedented move, 72-hour survival food kits are being given away to listeners while supplies last. Survival food is more important today than ever before, explains Frank Bates, a spokesman for the company. Natural disasters, terrorist attacks, and other threats can make obtaining sufficient food impossible in an emergency. This 72-hour survival kit has 16 servings of delicious food rated for 25 years of storage. It sells to the general public for $27 plus shipping, and it's been rated 4.5 out of 5 stars by customers who paid full price. But listeners who act quickly can get it free, just cover $9.95 shipping. Go to freefood2.com right now. Supplies are limited, and the program may end at any time. Go to freefood2.com now. That's freefood2.com.
Are the answers to your present and future hidden in your past? Akashic readings help you learn to unlock the answers for love, finances, weight loss, self-esteem, confusion, grief and loss, and more. Akashic email readings by Dr. Kelly Maroon, Ph.D. are specially priced right now. Learn more at Dr. Kelly Maroon's website, akashicuniversal.com, spelled AKASHICUniversal.com. Change your life today. Become one with your true path with intention on purpose. Visit akashicuniversal.com.
warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Is it true you're getting a divorce as soon as your husband recovers his eyesight?
They call me Cuban Pete. I'm the king of the rumba beat. When I play the maraca.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat rooms. Texting, tweeting, however it is you get the show. I don't really care. Just get the show. Seriously. So it seems that Facebook is having a heartburn with us playing. So if you're having a hard time hearing it there, it plays other places. Just don't tell anybody. All right? So anyhow, these are more Mark Dice again. He goes out to the beaches. He goes out. You got to go check out his YouTube channel and his Facebook channel. So he goes out to, the beaches here in California, the malls too. And I won't say he targets our young people, but he talks to a lot of our young people. So what's going on? So let's hear some more. He's talking to, bluntly, clueless American people that really don't know who carried out, who caused, and who we're fighting, and what the 9/11 attack is all about. I mean, some I think we're attacking 7-Eleven, for all they know.
The terrorist attacks.
I'm going to guess ISIS, but I feel like that's wrong.
Yeah, gosh.
Who was the terrorist leader behind the 9-11 attacks?
They say it was Osama bin Laden.
Oh.
But do we really know which facet of... That's what they say.
Okay. Uh-huh. That's, no, this man is...
Well, Mark has a bit of an agenda you know, a conspiracy theory kind of guy. All right? But, you know, it's his video. He can do what he wants to do in his video. But what I want you to see, now, I can play videos from Jesse Waters. I can play video. I mean, there's a whole bunch of videos out there about this. To show you that it's our young people don't understand. They don't get it. They don't know. I don't know how you get across to parents how important it is that our young people know and understand our history. Know and understand, you know, what's going on, right? I'm not joking, I'm dead serious. Anyway, again, like I say, always a pleasure to have you aboard. I so much appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. All right, let's hit, you know, tonight, if you saw what came across, it was open mic night, what I like to call it, just as a giggle, because a lot of you will send me stories for tonight that they just don't flow with everything else I'm doing. Okay? So, oh, this is great, too. I don't know if some of you heard about this as well. what do they call this thing? Mini Copernicus High School? So a high school football player, or high school football players kneel for national anthem. In Norfolk, Virginia, 49ers backup quarterback Colin Kaepernick's distaste for the national anthem is now rubbing off on high schoolers. The majority of Maury High School's varsity squad took a knee during the national anthem during a game against Grassfield High School. The whole high school team. What would you guys do? What would you tell the coach to do? What if your kid was on the team? Maybe he's the only one standing. See, remember I talked about this earlier? And I asked you earlier, I said to you, what are you willing to give up? Remember, our founding fathers, for freedoms, for principles, for things like that, they were willing to give up their lives. What are you willing to give up? Hey, I'm just asking. What are you willing to give up? Are you willing to ask your son or daughter to, I don't know, get off the field? To lead it? What are you willing to do? I'm not joking, I'm dead serious. What are you willing to do? Can't stand it. If you're like me, and I've done this to my kids, I've asked my child to do this. For real. Yeah, well, I don't even know what to do about that. I've asked my kid for real. And I said that, you know, he was on a baseball team. And it wasn't patriotic, it was principles, okay? It was the principles of what was going on. And I don't want to tell you what it is because some of those kids are older now. They might be listening to his dad's show. And what ends up happening is... I put it to him and I said, here's what the coach is doing. Here's what's going on. Are you willing to walk off this team? And after thinking about it for a while, he said to me, yeah, I will leave. So here you have the majority of, like I said, the Maury High School varsity squad. They took a knee during the national anthem during a game against Grassfield High School. I don't even know what this means. At a Powhatan field. That's the name of the field. On Friday. Now, a photo of the display posted online shows all but about half a dozen of their knees as they lined up along the end zone. They went on to say, our school system has said that we're of the belief that we let our guys do what they believe in. Maury coach Chris Frazier, who stood during the anthem along with a few players, told a news site and said that we didn't make an issue of it. If they believe in a cause, that's fine. I stand behind what they believe in, Frazier said. But I'm going to do what I believe in. Maury players are the latest in the avalanche of sports. So, guys, again, I got to ask you. Is it a freedom of speech thing? Because the minute you force them to stand, the minute you force them to do something they don't want to do in this light, is that not a violation of the freedom of speech? Don't we want them doing these things because they want to do these things and not because they should have to do them? I'm curious as to what you think. I truly am. You can send me an email to joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. I am highly disappointed in the parents who don't push their kids to do these kind of things. I'm highly disappointed in the kids who do take a knee. Do you have a right not to? Of course you do. What do you think? You think we're stupid here? Of course you have a right not to. But should you? Remember, just because something's legal to do, does it also make it right to do? Come on, you with me? I'm just curious, because I look at this stuff, I look at this stuff, and I think to myself, what are the parents saying to these kids? You know, I'd look at my son, I'd make him sit down on a Sunday, he couldn't take a knee, he'd have to sit there. And I'd make him watch one of these war movies, whether he liked it or not. I'd make him sit there and I'd make him watch, I don't know, pick a movie, any movie, doesn't matter. Maybe a movie about D-Day. Right? Maybe a movie about, specifically about storming the beaches. Focused on what these guys were up against, what they were fighting, what they knew they were up against. What do you think? And then ask him questions afterward. You know that knee that you took at the football? I know it was cool because all your friends were doing it. But do you know why you were doing it? Why were you doing it? Because your friends were doing it? I mean, seriously. Are you doing it because you believe that this country oppresses people? Why were you doing it? I don't understand. I'd make them tell you why. And I'm not being a hypocrite because I do it on the show all the time. I tell you guys on a regular basis. Please don't repeat what your pastor says. Please don't repeat what your party says. Know why it is you believe what you believe. Know why it is you go into something and you're willing to fight for it, stand up for it, or talk about it. Why? It befuddles me that you take a stand without a foundation. Yeah, it's freedom of speech. You're right. It is freedom of speech. You can't force them to stand. You can't force them. But I'll tell you what you can do. It's also freedom of speech of that team not to hire him again. It's also your freedom of speech not to go buy a ticket. It's your freedom of speech to boo him when he goes by. It's your freedom of speech. I'm telling you, hit them in the wallet. You have just as much right. And some of you out there say, well, sports and patriotism, you know, they shouldn't go hand in hand. You're making this a political thing. I'm not making it political. The reality is, do you love the country or don't you? If the country needs change, then take some of that $16 million you got and start a nonprofit, hire a team, hire a group, hire a committee, whatever you have to do to help make that, to help go fight the cause for you. So you can keep making money to keep funding them to fight the cause for you. Taking a knee doesn't do anything but turn half the country against you and against that sport. My God, I'm watching, especially during football. It's like it's a religion unto itself, and all the other religions, all the other belief systems have to take a back seat. All right, I got to go calm down now. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side here on GCN Live. Thanks for being with me tonight. I appreciate you hanging in there with all the little issues that were going on. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can sign up for the email blast. You can sign up for the information. I do so much appreciate the time that you spend with me. Have a great rest of the day.